And now Chapter 12 of the Madhya Lila, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the Gundicha temple with his devotees and associates. In this way, he made the temple as cool and bright as his own heart, and thus he made the place befitting for Lord Sri Krishna to sit. All glories to Gaura Chandra. All glories to Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, headed by Srivas Thakur. I beg their power so that I can properly describe Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from his South Indian tour, Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, became very anxious to meet him. The king sent a letter from his capital, Cuttack, to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, entreating him to obtain the Lord's permission so that he could go and see him. Replying to the king's letter, Bhattacharya wrote that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not given his permission. After this, the king wrote him another letter. In this letter, the king requested Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, "Please appeal to all the devotees associated with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and submit this petition to them on my behalf. If all the devotees associated with the Lord are favorably disposed toward me, they can submit my petition at the lotus feet of the Lord. By the mercy of all the devotees, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Without his mercy, my kingdom does not appeal to me. If Godahari, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not show mercy to me, I shall give up my kingdom, become a mendicant, and beg from door to door." When Bhattacharya received this letter, he became very anxious. He then took the letter and went to the devotees of the Lord. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met with all the devotees and described the king's wishes. Then he presented the letter to all of them for inspection. Upon reading the letter, everyone was astonished to see that King Prataparudra had so much devotion for the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees gave their opinion and said, "The Lord would never meet with the king, and if we requested him to do so, the Lord would surely feel very unhappy." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya then said,
"We shall go once again to the Lord, but we shall not request him to meet with king. Rather, we shall simply describe the good behavior of the king."
Having thus reached a decision, they all went to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, although ready to speak, they could not even utter a word. After they arrived at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's place, the Lord, seeing them, said, "What have you all come here to say? I see that you all want to say something, but you do not speak. What is the reason?" Nityananda Prabhu then said, "We want to tell you something. Although we cannot stay without speaking, we are still very much afraid to speak. We want to submit before you something that may or may not be befitting. The matter is this. Unless he sees you, the king of Orissa will become a mendicant. The king has decided to become a mendicant and accept the sign of a mendicant by wearing an ivory earring. He does not want to enjoy his kingdom without seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The king also expressed his desire to see the moon-like face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to his eyes' full satisfaction, He would like to raise the lotus feet of the Lord to his heart. Hearing all these statements, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind was certainly softened, but externally he wished to speak some harsh words. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I can understand that you all desire to take me to Cuttack to see the king. What to speak of spiritual advancement? All the people will blaspheme me. And what to speak of all the people? Damodar would chastise me. I shall not meet the king at the request of all the devotees, but I shall do so if Damodar will give his permission." Damodar immediately replied,
"My lord, you are the fully independent supreme personality of Godhead. Since everything is known to you, you know what is permissible and what is not permissible. I am merely an insignificant soul, so what power do I have to give directions to you? By your own personal choice, you will meet with the king. I shall see it. The king is very much attached to you, and you are feeling affection and love toward him. Thus I can understand that by virtue of the king's affection for you, you will touch him. Although you are the supreme personality of Godhead and are completely independent, still you are dependent on the love and affection of your devotees. That is your nature."
Nityananda Prabhu then said, "Who is there in the three worlds who can ask you to see the king? Still, isn't it the nature of an attached man to give up his life if he does not attain his desired object? For instance, some of the wives of the Brahmins who were performing sacrifices gave up their lives in the presence of their husbands for the sake of Krishna." Nityananda Prabhu then submitted one suggestion for the Lord's consideration. "There is a way by which you need not meet the king, but which would enable the king to continue living. If you, out of your mercy, send one of your outward garments to the king would live hoping to see you sometime in the future." The Lord said, "Since you are all very learned personalities, whatever you decide, I shall accept." Lord Nityananda Prabhu then obtained an external garment used by the Lord by requesting it from Govinda. Thus Nityananda Prabhu delivered the old cloth to the care of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sent it to the king. When the king received the old cloth, he began to worship it exactly as he would worship the Lord personally. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangement. The king told Ramananda Roy, "Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail." The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert, and simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Maharaj Prataparudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Sri Ramananda Roy frankly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please show your lotus feet to the king at least once." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Ramananda, You should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda Roy replied, "My lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone." When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the supreme personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, "I am not the supreme personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, my mind, and my words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent." "My dear lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This King Pratapa Rudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. Yes, the king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name King, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me." Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. "Here is a great devotee. Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda. I have become very much obligated just by seeing this boy." After saying this, the Lord again embraced the prince. As soon as the prince was touched by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, symptoms of ecstatic love immediately manifested themselves in his body. These symptoms included perspiration, trembling, tears, being stunned, and jubilation. The boy began to cry and dance, and he chanted, "Krishna, Krishna!" Upon seeing his bodily symptoms and his chanting and dancing, all the devotees praised him for his great spiritual fortune. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calmed the youth and ordered him to come there daily to meet him. They then departed from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda Roy took the boy back to the king's palace. The king was very happy when he heard of his son's activities. Just by embracing his son, the king was filled with ecstatic love, just as if he had touched Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly. Since then, the fortunate prince was one of the most intimate devotees of the Lord. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acts in the society of his pure devotees, performing his pastimes and spreading his Sankirtan movement. Some of the prominent devotees, like Advaita Acharya, used to invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take his meals at their homes. The Lord accepted such invitations, accompanied by his devotees. In this way, the Lord passed some days in jubilation. Then the car festival of Lord Jagannath approached. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, called for Kashi Mishra, then for the superintendent of the temple, then for Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When these three people came before the Lord, he begged them to wash the temple known as Gundicha. Upon hearing the Lord's request for them to wash the Gundicha temple, the Pandicha, the superintendent of the temple, said,
"My dear sir, we are all your servants. Whatever you desire is our duty to perform. The king gave a special order for me to do without delay whatever your lordship orders. My dear lord, washing the temple is not service befitting you. Nonetheless, if you wish to do so, it is to be accepted as one of your pastimes. To wash the temple, you need many water pots and brooms. Therefore, order me. I can immediately bring all these things to you."
As soon as the superintendent understood the desire of the Lord, he immediately delivered 100 new water pots and 100 brooms for sweeping the temple. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associates with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associates went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, they cleansed the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleansed everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, or the singhasana, cleansed it, and again put it in its original place. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the meeting place. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of the Lord all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's food was kept was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then all the residential quarters, one after another. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the straw, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and throw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside." Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. After the inside of the temple was cleansed, the Lord again allotted areas for the devotees to cleanse. The Lord then ordered everyone to cleanse the inside of the temple very perfectly by taking finer dust, straws, and grains of sand and throwing them outside. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas cleansed the temple for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see the cleansing work. While the temple was being swept, about 100 men stood ready with filled water pots, and they simply awaited the Lord's order to throw them. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for water, all the men immediately brought the 100 water pots, which were completely filled, and delivered them before the Lord. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first washed the main temple, and then thoroughly wash the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the sitting place, and everything else within the room. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his devotees began to throw water onto the ceiling. When this water fell, it washed the walls and floor. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to wash the sitting place of Lord Jagannath with his own hands, and all the devotees began to bring water to the Lord. All the devotees within the temple began to wash. Each one had a broom in his hand, and in this way they cleansed the temple of the Lord. Someone brought water to pour into the hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and someone poured water onto his lotus feet. The water that fell from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was drunk by someone who hid himself. Someone else begged for that water, and another person was giving that water in charity. After the room was washed, the water was let out through an outlet, and it then flowed and filled the yard outside. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own clothes, and he polished the throne with them also. In this way, all the rooms were cleansed with 100 water pots. After the rooms had been cleansed, the minds of the devotees were as clean as the rooms. When the temple was cleansed, it was purified, cool, and pleasing, just as if the Lord's own pure mind had appeared. Since hundreds of men were engaged in bringing water from the lake, there was no place to stand on the banks. Consequently, someone began to draw water from a well. Hundreds of devotees brought water in the pots, and hundreds took the empty pots away to fill them up again. With the exception of Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Brahmananda Bhadati, and Paramananda Puri, everyone was engaged in filling the water pots and bringing them there. Many of the water pots were broken when the people collided with one another, and hundreds of men had to bring new water pots to fill. Some people were filling the pots, and others were washing the rooms, but everyone was engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and Hari. One person begged for a water pot by chanting the holy names Krishna, Krishna, and another delivered a pot while chanting Krishna, Krishna. When anyone had to speak, he did so by uttering the holy name of Krishna. Consequently, the holy name of Krishna became an indication for everyone who wanted something. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was vibrating the holy name of Krishna in ecstatic love, he himself was performing the work of hundreds of men. It appeared as though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were cleansing and washing with 100 hands. He approached everyone just to teach them how to work. When he saw someone doing nicely, the Lord praised him. But if he saw that someone was not working to his satisfaction, he immediately chastised that person, not bearing him any grudge, of course. The Lord would say, "You have done well. Please teach this to others so that they may act in the same way." As soon as they heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say this, everyone became ashamed. Thus they began to work with great attention. They washed the Jagamohan area, and then the place where food was kept. All other places were also washed. In this way, the meeting place was washed, the entire yard, the raised sitting places, the kitchen, and every other room. Thus, all places around the temple were thoroughly washed within and without. after everything was thoroughly washed, a Vaishnav from Bengal, who was very intelligent and simple, came and poured water on the lotus feet of the Lord. The Gaudiya Vaishnav then took that water and drank it himself. Seeing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt a little unhappy and was also outwardly angry. Although the Lord was certainly satisfied with him, he became angry externally in order to establish the etiquette of religious principles. The Lord then called for Svarup Damodar and told him, "Just see the behavior of your Bengali Vaishnav. This person from Bengal has washed my feet within the temple of the personality of Godhead. Not only that, but he has drunk the water himself. I do not know what my destination is because of this offense. Indeed, your Bengali Vaishnav has greatly implicated me." At this point, Svarup Damodar Goswami caught the Gaudiya Vaishnav by the neck and, giving him a little push, ejected him from the Gundicha Puri temple and made him stay outside. After Svarup Damodar Goswami returned within the temple, he requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to excuse that innocent person. After this incident, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. He then asked all the devotees to sit down in two lines on both sides. The Lord then personally sat down in the middle and picked up all kinds of straw, grains of sand, and dirty things. While Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was picking up the straws and grains of sand, he said, "I shall gather everyone's collections, and I shall ask whoever has collected less than all the others to pay a fine of sweet cakes and sweet rice." In this way, all the quarters of the Gundicha temple were completely cleansed and cleared. All quarters were cool and spotless, like one's cleansed and pacified mind. When the water from the different rooms was finally let out through the halls, it appeared as if new rivers were rushing out to meet the waters of the ocean. Outside the gateway of the temple, all the roads were also cleansed, and no one could tell exactly how this was done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Narsinga temple, inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees performed congregational chanting. The Lord, just like a maddened lion, danced in the middle. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like rains in the month of Shravan. The sky was filled with the great and loud chanting of Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Svarup Damodar. Therefore, when Svarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. The Lord thus chanted and danced for some time. Finally, understanding the circumstances, he stopped. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaitacharya, to dance. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. When Sri Gopal fainted, Advaitacharya hastily took him upon his lap. Seeing that he was not breathing, he became very agitated. Advaitacharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Narsinga and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. When the boy did not regain consciousness, after some time, Advaitacharya and the other devotees began to cry. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his hand on the chest of Sri Gopal and said loudly, "Gopal! Gopal, stand up!" As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Therefore, I have described it only in brief. After taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their baths. After bathing, the Lord stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments. After offering obeisances to Lord Nrisingadev, whose temple was nearby, the Lord entered a garden. In the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the other devotees. Baninath Rai then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasad. Both Kashi Mishra and Tulsi, the superintendent of the temple, brought as much prasad as 500 men could eat. Seeing the large quantity of prasad, which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Among the devotees present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bhadati, Advaita Acharya, and Nityananda Prabhu. Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Srivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Shankar, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Bakrishvar were also present. Receiving the permission of the Lord, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. In this way, all the devotees sat down to take their lunch in consecutive lines, one beside the other. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly calling, "Haridas! Haridas!" And at that time, Haridas, standing at a distance, spoke as follows, "Let Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with the devotees. Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you. Govinda will give me prasad later outside the door." Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call him again. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda, Damodar Pandit, Kashishvar, Gopinath, Vaninath, and Shankar distributed prasad, and the devotees chanted the holy names at intervals. Lord Sri Krishna had previously taken his lunch in the forest, and that very pastime was remembered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just by remembering the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was agitated by ecstatic love. However, considering the time and circumstance, he remained somewhat patient. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "You can give me the ordinary vegetable, and you may deliver to all the devotees better preparations, like cakes, sweet rice, and puri mixed with condensed milk." Since Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is omniscient, he knew what type of preparation each person liked. He therefore had Swarup Damodar deliver these preparations to their full satisfaction. Jagadananda went to distribute prasad, and suddenly he placed all the first-class preparations on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When such nice prasad was put on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was outwardly very angry. Nonetheless, when the preparations were placed on his plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, the Lord was satisfied. When the food was thus delivered, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time. Being afraid of Jagadananda, he finally ate something. The Lord knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagadananda, Jagadananda would certainly fast. Being afraid of this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate some of the prasad he offered. Svarup Damodar Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats and, standing before the Lord, offered them to him. Svarup Damodar Goswami then said, "Just take a little of this Mahaprasad and see how it is that Lord Jagannath has accepted it." Upon saying this, Svarup Damodar Goswami placed some of the food before the Lord, and the Lord, out of affection, ate it. Svarup Damodar and Jagadananda again and again offered the Lord some food. Thus they behaved affectionately with the Lord. This was very, very uncommon. The Lord made Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya sit on his left side. And when Sarvabhauma saw the behavior of Svarup Damodar and Jagadananda, he smiled. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to offer Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya first-class food. Therefore, out of affection, he had the servers put first-class food on his plate again and again. Gopinath Acharya also brought first-class food and offered it to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya while speaking sweet words. After serving Bhattacharya with first-class prasad, Gopinath Acharya said, "Just imagine what Bhattacharya's previous mundane behavior must have been. Just consider how at present he is enjoying this transcendental bliss." Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied,
"I was simply a less intelligent logician. However, by your grace, I have received this opulence of perfection. But for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is so merciful? He has converted a crow into a Garuda. Who could be so merciful? In the association of the jackals of logic, I simply continue to bark a resounding, view, view. Now, from the same mouth, I am chanting the holy names, Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari. Whereas I associated with the disciples of logic, all non-devotees, I am now merged in the waves of the nectarine ocean of the association of devotees."
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "From your previous birth, you have been in Krishna consciousness. Thus you love Krishna so much that simply by your association, we are all developing Krishna consciousness. Thus there is no one within these three worlds save for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always so willing to increase the glories of his devotees and give them satisfaction." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took all the remnants of food offered to Jagannath, such as cakes and sweet rice, and distributed them to all the other devotees, calling them individually. Sri Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu sat side by side, and when prasad was being distributed, they both engaged in a type of mock fighting. First, Advaita Acharya said,
"I am sitting in line with an unknown mendicant, and because I am eating with him, I do not know what kind of destination is awaiting me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the renounced order of life. Consequently, he does not recognize discrepancies. As a matter of fact, a sannyasi is not affected by eating food from anywhere and everywhere. According to Shastras, there is no discrepancy in a sannyasi eating at another's house. However, for a household of Brahmin, this kind of eating is faulty. it is not proper for householders to dine with those whose previous birth, family, character, and behavior are unknown.
Nityananda Prabhu immediately refuted Srila Advaita Acharya, saying, "You are a teacher of impersonal monism, and the monistic conclusion is a great hindrance to progressive, pure devotional service. One who participates in your impersonal monistic philosophy does not accept anything but the one Brahman. You are such a monist, and now I am eating beside you. I do not know how my mind will be affected in this way." Thus they both went on talking and praising one another, although their praise appeared negative, for it appeared as if they exchanged ill names. Thereafter, calling all the Vaishnavas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed Mahaprasad as if sprinkling nectar. At that time, the mock fight between Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu became more and more delicious. After taking their lunch, all the Vaishnavas stood up and chanted the holy name of Hari, and the resounding noise filled all the upper and lower planetary systems. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered flower garlands and sandalwood pulp to all his devoted personal associates. The seven persons headed by Svarup Damodar, who were engaged in distributing prasad to others, then took their meals within the room. Govinda saved some remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and kept them carefully. Later, one portion of these remnants was delivered to Haridas Thakur. The remnants of food left by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were later distributed among devotees who begged for them, and finally Govinda personally took the last remnants. The fully independent Supreme Personality of Godhead performs various types of pastimes. The pastime of washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple is but one of them. The next day marked the performance of the festival of Netrotsava. This great festival was the life and soul of the devotees. Everyone was unhappy for a fortnight because they could not see the deity of Lord Jagannath. Upon seeing the Lord at the festival, the devotees were very happy. On this occasion, greatly happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all the devotees with him and visited the Lord in the temple. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit the temple, Kashishvar walked in front, checking the crowds of people, and Govinda walked in the rear, bringing the sannyasis pitchers filled with water. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went toward the temple, Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati walked in front of him, and at his two sides walked Svarup Damodar and Advaita Acharya. With great anxiety, all the other devotees followed them into the temple of Lord Jagannath. Out of great eagerness to see the Lord, they all neglected the regulative principles, and just to see the Lord's face, went to the place where the food was offered. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very thirsty to see the Lord, and his eyes became like two bumblebees drinking the honey from the lotus-like eyes of Lord Jagannath, who is Krishna himself. the eyes of Lord Jagannath conquered the beauty of blossoming lotus flowers, and his neck was as lustrous as a mirror made of sapphires. The chin of Lord Jagannath, tinged with buff color, conquered the beauty of the Banduli flower. This increased the beauty of his mild smiling, which was like lustrous waves of nectar. The luster of his beautiful face increased at every moment, and the eyes of hundreds and thousands of devotees drank its honey like bumblebees. As their eyes began to drink the nectarine honey of his lotus face, their thirst increased, thus their eyes did not leave him. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees enjoyed transcendental bliss upon seeing the face of Jagannath. This continued to midday. As usual, there were transcendental blissful symptoms in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. He perspired and trembled, and a constant flow of tears fell from his eyes. However, the Lord checked these tears so they would not disturb his seeing the face of the Lord. Their looking at the face of Lord Jagannath was interrupted only when he was offered food. Afterwards, they would again look upon his face. When the food was being offered to the Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan. Feeling such great pleasure upon seeing the face of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot everything. The devotees, however, took him to his lunch at noontime. Knowing that the car festival would take place in the morning, all the servants of Lord Jagannath were doubling their offerings of food. I have briefly described the pastimes of the Lord in washing and cleansing the Gundicha temple. By seeing and hearing these pastimes, even sinful men can awaken their Krishna consciousness. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. This ends chapter 12 of the Madhya Lila, the cleansing of the Gundicha temple.